Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're recording this podcast from our new studio and we're chatting a little bit about that, as well as my ongoing love affair with mixed media art. Before we get into the conversation, I wanted to share one of our reviews of the week, and this one is from Kathy Saigon, Apple Podcast from the USA, and the review is inspiring no matter where you are on your journey. This is a gentle, welcoming podcast that provides inspiration and food for thought for both emerging and professional artists. Laura is a thoughtful host and she has terrific guests. Isn't that lovely? Thank you so much, Kathy, for that review. And speaking of terrific guests, I do have some more artist interviews coming up and I'll be sharing more on that very soon.
Hello, Laura. How are you going?
I'm good. Today's very exciting.
It's amazing.
We are recording our first podcast. Well, it's really our first day in our brand new studio.
I think we were in the office 15, 20 minutes and you said, I don't want to seem rude, but would you mind if you built the wall between me and you and our desks?
I can't believe you're sharing that. I want a petition. I want to put something between us. I don't know if I want to look at you all day.
Would you be insulted, you said.
That's what I said. How funny is that? Yeah, because we've never really worked together this closely before.
No.
And now we're kind of on top of each other. But we have a big studio space. And we've got a podcasting lounge now, comfy chairs to sit in, new mics, a big studio area for me to make art and paint in, and some office space. So That's pretty cool to have all of that together. Of course, I still have my home studio because I think when you move into a studio space away from home, you still need to have your little home set up because there's always going to be times where you want to create, but you don't necessarily want to drive 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
So that's still very much going to be active and happening at home. And I've also got an office desk at home. So there's a bit of variety and options there. Going to try and get here 3 days a week, I reckon.
Yeah, I think if you aim for three, you'll definitely do two.
Yeah.
So
I still haven't quite figured it out. It's very much a work in progress. But over the weekend, we spent a lot of time like bringing in all my art supplies. And last week, I think I was feeling a bit apprehensive about it. I just wasn't quite sure about the space. But now that my stuff is in there, I feel right at home here. And it's funny because it looks almost exactly the same as my studio at home.
Yeah. And the funny thing is we didn't even set out to make it look the same. The biggest thing for me is having room to move. In your studio, I was restricted to what kind of shots I could take, you know, what kind of angles I could use.
For anyone listening, you know, the studio that we have at home is very much about making art, but we also use it for recording classes. You do all the videography work, so you're sometimes falling over crates and things like that and bits and pieces that I've left lying around because it's quite a small space. Whereas here, you're going to have room to move.
I have a full 360 degrees turn around the table because our goal was always to create a video that resulted in the person watching it thinking they were actually there.
Yeah, we always wanted to have that very cozy feel where it's like you're looking over my shoulder or you're getting sort of different angles, seeing when I actually rummage through my drawers and get things out of my cupboard. And to be able to do that, you need some room in order for you to get all the different angles. And before, you couldn't always see from one side, but now you'll be able to pretty much shoot whatever way you want.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. And one of the reasons that we've moved into a new studio is to give us more opportunities to shoot, I guess, a bigger, more involved class. And that's where we're up to at the moment. So we are beginning to shoot this week a brand new online class that's actually going to be a 6-week journey. And it's called Modern Mixed Media. I've been very nervous about it and, you know, it's been such a huge work in progress, hasn't it? We started talking about this when we first started the podcast. That was, you know, what episode is this? 78. So sometimes things take time.
They do. They do. And the thing is, though, you've never sat back and rested on your laurels. Like, you've been shooting minis 2 seasons on a vlog.
Yeah.
You've done so much work.
And this podcast every week as well. So we've always had things going on, and it's been hard to get the focus to create something bigger, but it's always been a dream of mine to put together a course that's more of a journey. So it's a step-by-step process. I love what the mini courses offer, which is a self-paced experience in a little short burst, and it's very flexible and fits into busy lives. But I want to do something different too. So over the weekend, we were bringing in all of my supplies. And as you know, when you do that, you find yourself discovering things that you've forgotten about, pulling bits of paper out, pens, pencils, old bits of art. And it got me thinking about how much mixed media has been an important part of my journey and growth as an artist, and how much I love combining different things together. Why not dive into what it is, what I love about it, maybe some of my favourite supplies, some of the new directions that I'm exploring. And
it's funny because as little as I know about art, I could never see you not being a mixed media artist. Like, I could never see you just doing one thing. You're always cutting something up or reading a magazine or doing something with textures, or even your wardrobe changes all the time. Like, you're constantly, the house is always changing its palette. Like, I just can never see you doing one thing, you know?
I love words like bits and bobs, you know? Like, I'll often talk about my art and go, just got a few bits and bobs here. Or another one of my favourites is, you know, snips and scraps and snippets and things. And that's when I'm at my happiest, when I'm not thinking about one thing, but rather I'm just bouncing around and I've got lots of little bits on my table and I'm doing a bit of watercolour here and then some drawing over there and splashing some other kind of paint. And it's when I'm in that sort of free-flowing state, jumping from one thing to the other, that I experience the most ease in my process. Whereas when I get fixated on one thing and one medium, that tends to be when I put more pressure on myself. And so mixed media, when I discovered it, brought a lot of freedom and a lot of play into my art practice. And the interesting thing is that when I was going to school and I studied art, I didn't go to art school, but I studied art until I finished high school. And in high school, the art was quite separate. So you would do a few weeks where you did drawing, and then you would do a few weeks where you did acrylic painting, and then you'd do lino printing or something like that. And everything was very much a module and separate. I thought that that's what art had to be. And it wasn't until later in life that I came across art journaling. So scrapbooking and art journaling grew in the 1990s and the early 2000s. And I started to see this movement of people just doing whatever they wanted to in their journals and combining different pieces of paper with acrylic paint, with, you know, different textures and pens and pastels and photographs and all sorts of stuff. I wondered how come I'd never thought to do that myself, and I was mesmerized by it, by this experimentation and this no rules approach. I thought, you know, you became an oil painter or you became a watercolorist. I didn't think that you could just do whatever you wanted.
I see comments on your Instagram all the time. I never knew you could mix watercolours with acrylics.
I never
thought to scratch into the paint, because there's nothing better than finding out something new.
It still happens to me all the time. So while I'm in my studio, I'll just get these ideas and I think, oh, you know, what if I put some sand or something like that and created a bit of a gritty texture, and then I put tissue paper over the top and then I sprayed some ink on top of that. It's in those moments that I get very excited. So that's what I love about mixed media. It's something that I've noticed in doing the podcast interviews with other artists is that it comes up again and again in conversation around how people discovered mixed media, and it also had a very energizing and, I guess, door-opening impact on their art experience. So I feel like I have that in common with many artists. I definitely don't see my work changing. I will always be combining different mediums together.
So the course is all about mixed media?
Yes, it is. It's called Modern Mixed Media, and I've called it that because what I have wanted to do, or what I love to do, is to put a bit of a fresh contemporary spin on mixed media art. So to create artwork that feels very up-to-date, new, and kind of fits with modern, I don't want to say like modern interiors and aesthetics and things, but you know what I mean? Like, it's got that very kind of current feel to it.
So you were saying earlier on that we were bringing down your art supplies to the office. You said to me, could you swap the cars? Because my car was in the driveway and your car was parked down the front. I'm thinking to myself, what do we need to swap your car for? And you went, don't worry about it, we'll use the kids. And it was like this train of trays all going into the back of your car. And then we ran out of room in your boot and we put stuff in the back seat. And there's just so much stuff.
That's my pared down version. I only cleared out my studio a couple of weeks ago. That's my minimalism.
Is it?
Yeah, that's my minimal approach to art. What are you talking about?
So if you had five must-haves, what would they be?
At the moment? Because this changes. But at the moment, definitely watercolour. I would love to have a set of watercolours of some sort. Pens. I would want pens. I love Posca pens, Micron. So we're going to have to go with broad categories here.
Because I'm just letting you know, I'm counting on my fingers.
So we're going to have some watercolours and we're going to have some pens.
Okay, so there's two.
There's two. Paper, different types of paper. And
I'll let paper slide.
Okay.
Let's just assume paper.
Paper, right? All right.
So I still have three.
I'd love to have some creamy oil pastels in there as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe just a couple of tubes of acrylic paint.
Okay. Mm. Just a couple.
Yep. Either that or acrylic ink. But we could call that acrylic paint.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what I've just done? I've just chosen the most broad categories. Okay, I'm going to have pens, I'm going to have acrylic paint, watercolour and paper. Just trying to keep my options open.
Okay, so if you want to call the acrylic paints and the acrylic inks one, you've got one left.
You know what? At the moment, I would love to have some kind of thread or some kind of stitching. And this is new for me. I've been inspired by many artists that have been adding sort of that textiles into their work and stitching and embroidery, and I want to explore that more. So if I was choosing things right now, I would ask for some sewing materials. So that's what I'd like in my toolkit at the moment, and I feel like that would keep me super busy. In fact, when we were on holidays during the summer break, I brought with me my watercolour travel kit. And I've been using one by Jane Blundell. It's a set of 15 Daniel Smith watercolours. The colours that are in that have been chosen because of their mixing capabilities. Can't say the word. Capabilities. Mm-hmm. And so you can mix hundreds and hundreds of colours from that one set. I found that just having that and some pens was brilliant. So sometimes less is more. So if you can actually just have a couple of things, it pushes you to be more creative with how you combine those two things together. But I do love to combine several mediums, at least two, when I make art. I very rarely will make a straight up watercolour painting. It's been done before, but most of the time I will, at a minimum, combine some kind of pen work or line work with my watercolours. But at a maximum, I'll throw everything on top of the watercolour and I'll put tissue paper, I'll put oil pastels, soft pastels, acrylic paint, oil paint, all sorts of things.
Does that get messy?
It can do. See the way this studio is really clean at the moment?
Don't touch it. I cleaned it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long it's going to stay that way. Mixed media can get pretty messy. There's two things that I find really get the studio a bit, let's just say you won't like it. One of them is soft pastels because they're crumbly and they're dusty, and the other one is charcoal. So those two things, pretty messy. But I have brought them. I actually thought about leaving them in my studio at home because I thought maybe we could have a messier studio and a cleaner studio. So this one here could be more of a cleaner space. Is there such a thing? But what I mean by that is I could do more of my watercolour work here and then do my drippy, bigger acrylic paintings at home because I quite like the idea of having a slightly cleaner studio for watercolour stuff.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Keep this the clean one then.
That might make you happier.
Yes. Although it doesn't matter, you're building a wall around me.
I can't believe you started with the fact that I want to build a wall. Oh, so funny. But the thing about the mess is that the mess is where the magic happens. I'm all about the messy play, asking yourself those what-if questions, being very curious about your art process and focusing on the process itself more than the outcome. And that has been the biggest game changer for me as an artist, is letting go of my focus on the finished piece. Doing that bouncing around that I talked about at the beginning of the podcast, and when we had Dina Wakeley on as a guest, that was two episodes ago, episode number 76. And if you're into mixed media, that is a wonderful conversation to listen to because Dina is all about it and she works in journals. But one of the things that she talked about, well, she works in journals, but she works on loose sheets and other things, but primarily in her journal. And one of the things that I've always found a bit challenging about a journal is that you work on one page and that gets wet and then you don't have anywhere else to go because you can't turn that page over and work on the next page. You've got to wait for it to dry. So most of the time I work on loose sheets for that reason, because I like to work on 6 to 8 things at a time. But Dina works on 6 to 8 journals at a time, and I thought that was amazing. So when she goes into her studio, she'll have all these journals and bits of paper. And then one day she might go, oh, I feel like drawing faces today. And she'll just pop a face on every page in each of the journals and then walk away for the day. And then the next day she might be like, oh, I feel like splashing some inks. She'll splash a bit of ink on all the pages and walk out. And I absolutely love that way of working because you don't get fixated on where you're heading or finishing a particular piece. You're just going with whatever you enjoy on that particular day and then doing lots of it, because repetition is very important as an artist and quantity is where we have growth. So if you're going to draw a face, why not draw 6 of them? This way of working is so liberating, and it was such a good reminder to me. While I've been getting ready for this new course, I have been working in this way where I have a lot of sheets of paper in front of me at one time, or journals and things like that, and just choosing an idea and doing it in different ways across many surfaces. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it so much that now I'm thinking about the course and doing that kind of approach within the course and having a focus on abundance, making a lot of art. And in the course, we will get into the finishing side of things, but not for the first few weeks. In the first few weeks, we'll really just be generating ideas, making art, learning techniques, and most importantly, having a lot of fun while you're doing it. That was what I was reminded of as I was making the other day, is just how enjoyable it is to use your hands and to do things with them that you perhaps hadn't thought of before.
The other day when I was making. You didn't say the other day when I was painting.
Yeah, I love the word making. I've always loved that term because it's so broad. We all have the capacity to make things. It takes the pressure off as well. It's almost like a little mind trick, you know, go into the studio, I'm just going to make something. I'm going to just have a little tinker. That's another word I love, you know, tinker with something.
I've been finishing your art lately. So that's the role you've given me. Is there anything I would need to know? Because I've only been finishing big acrylic pieces. Actually, that's all I've been finishing.
Well, when you say finishing, what you're talking about is varnishing, aren't you?
Yeah.
It'd be great if you could go in and finish all my paintings. I was like, oh, is that what you've been doing?
Hey, Picasso.
I just have all these like half-finished things all over the studio, and Richie's going to come in and finish them all.
Did you not tell your audience that it's been me all this time?
So you've been helping me out with the varnishing side of my bigger acrylic paintings and ceiling. And mixed media does throw up a few challenges with this, with the whole varnishing and protecting, because you're using different materials. And sometimes it can be easy when you're just using one thing, because there's a product out there that's been made specifically to seal pastels, or it's been made for acrylics or for oils. But when you're combining everything together, you need to make sure that whatever you're using is going to work on all of the things that you've used. And fixative is definitely your friend if you are using pastels and things like that. You want to make sure that you're getting a few coats of fixative to have everything sealed in place. And you can get workable fixative, which means if you're using something like charcoal, it's very smudgy, or soft pastel, you can spray the fixative that will help hold things in place, and then you can continue working over the top. So it's not a varnish, it's just sticking things in place. You know, when I was first starting with art journaling, a lot of people used to use hairspray for that.
Oh.
And they probably still do. You know, hairspray does the job, particularly if you're working in journals and things like that. But if you are going to be selling your work or presenting it in, you know, for sale or for framing it and all that, you probably want to go out and buy a fixative for the job. And there are different types of fixatives on the market. Once you've got everything fixed in place, my preference is always for a spray varnish with mixed media. That's because even though you fix things in place, I've learnt that it doesn't always hold up to laying varnish on with a brush. And I've had paintings smear when I've gone from fixative straight to brush on varnish. So I would use a spray varnish first. If you want to, you could add brush varnish over the top of that. Spray varnish is very good if you can do it evenly and carefully and slowly, which I can't.
Hence my new job.
I'm not actually very good at varnishing. This is what happens. I don't like varnishing. I like making art. My studio is often messy. I don't clean it up properly. I end up getting like fluff and bits and pieces in. I don't treat the varnishing process with the respect that it needs. I just want it to be over so I can make more stuff. So I'll be like half varnishing, half painting at the same time. It's just better when you do it. You're much more methodical about it. You set everything out, you make sure there's no dust, you know, you're in a clean environment, make sure you're wearing all the things that you need to in order to protect yourself from any fumes and all that, and you do it seriously. What are the other things that I love about mixed media is the scope that it gives you for coming up with new ideas, particularly if you've been inspired by something that you've seen. So let's say you're scrolling on Instagram or Pinterest, or and you've seen some art and you want to give it a go, but you don't want to copy it, then mixed media gives you all these different ways that you could come at it, like different angles that you could explore an idea. So let's say you see something and it's a bold acrylic or oil painting, and you love the shapes and things, and then you might go, well, you know what, I'll explore that with collage, or perhaps I'll do that with watercolor. And so I feel like it gives you a lot of opportunities to mix and mash up ideas. That's one of the things that I love to do, is just to see things and then look at how could I do it differently. So I love that, but I want to do it with different materials. And I think that's one of the advantages of mixed media.
So we're sitting here now in our new studio. It's our first day. And on front of me is your clean desk with all your supplies on it. So what's the plan of attack now?
Well, I definitely want to start messing that area up, and I'm going to be working a little bit more on the new course. It's going to be coming out in a couple of months, but we are starting filming very soon, and I'm having a lot of fun exploring different elements that are going to be in the course. So some of the things that we're going to be looking at are building up layers, adding texture into your art, all the different ways that you can make marks. There's going to be a whole module on botanicals and floral inspiration, because that's a personal passion of mine, and I really love to bring natural elements into my abstract art. And then we'll be talking about composition, because this is a big one that I get asked about all the time. This is the course where we're actually going to devote a whole module or a week to composition and looking at different ways that you can arrange the ideas that you have in your paintings. But everything's going to be done in a very fun, playful, accessible way. I mean, I was grappling with this as I was putting the course together, but I never learnt anything through, you know, like going through the colour wheel or like the rules of composition and all that. Everything that I've ever learned has just been through experimentation and asking myself questions through the process. So going, what's working here? What do I love about this? You know, what's the little bit of treasure that I can find in this piece that is otherwise a disaster? But there's got to be something in there, like finding the learning. And so I really wanted to create a course that provides you with a lot of useful and helpful information, but in a way that just gets you very excited about making art, because that to me is where you're going to have the most growth and the most enjoyment at the end of the day, because that's what it's all about. So talking about that art desk, I will be getting back on there and having a whole lot of fun as I explore all these different things. I'm going to be working a little bit more with stitching and textiles and collage. So I haven't done that in a while. So bringing some of those elements back. Also the botanicals, bringing some of that back, because a lot of the work I've done recently has been quite abstract, but I'm going to be bringing everything into this course. The mixed media projects, they're all very fresh, contemporary, hence the name Modern Mixed Media. So that's what the course is called. It's going to be 6 modules plus a bonus module as well. We've got a special bonus planned, which is all about protecting your work, which we touched on a bit today, but in detail, and also presenting your work in its best light, including photographing it and framing it. So there's going to be that information as well as all the art making juicy creative stuff. So as I said, it's coming soon. At this point, what I can do is let people know that if they want to register their interest for this 6-week course, they can head on over to my website, laurahornart.com/modern-mixed-media, and put their name on the registration list so that when the course is available, they'll get all the information. So that's it for this week. I hope that you enjoyed hearing about my approach with mixed media. And I just wanted to remind you as well to head on over to laurahornart.com/modern-mixed-media to register for my upcoming 6-week mixed media adventure.